It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Not big government or bust. It is still Monday, July number 30 in the year of our Lord 2018. Do you folks realize, even though that it is sunny outside and it's again not one of those overly bright mornings, there's some clouds in the sky. I do love those mornings where the sun is just so bright and the sky is so blue. Those are rare. I mean, they don't happen all the time or a lot, I should say. And I notice every day I get up, because every morning I really do, I get up and thank God for another day on this. Don't get me wrong, folks. I mean, people have asked me, well, are you afraid to die? No, because I believe I'll go to heaven. But it doesn't mean that it's a reward, and I fully believe in delayed gratification. It doesn't believe that I don't want to enjoy everything God has given me here for as long as I possibly can, for as long as He lets me. I love that. Not to mention, there are, you know, when a person, what happens to the loved ones? You know, they're devastated. And personally, I'm kind of a wimp with my family that way. I don't want to hurt them. For my own selfishness. My own selfishness would say, just screw all of this crap. God, take me now. But there's just too many people that are still here that I love. And I have to put that selfishness aside. Now I realize that there are other people that have a different view of their life. And many people are actually afraid to die. That's sad, because we're all going to go that way. None of us are getting out of this life alive. I hate to be the bearer of bad news for people. You know, there is a side effect of life. It's called death. Everything on this planet, as far as we know, everything in this universe is born, it lives, it dies. That's just the way it is, including great celestial bodies. Some things and some creatures live longer than others, but the reality is everything is born and everything dies, including stars and planets. I'm just saying, not to be negative, it's just the way it is, and you've got to learn how to accept certain things in your life, or else you're just going to run around and be scared all of your life. And that is part of the problem with this, with leftists. They're running around being scared of life. Well, Rod, you believe in the Second Amendment. Does it? That has no basis in fear to want to protect myself. It has basis in actual historical documented fact. At some point, the odds are, at some point in all of our lives, we're going to be called on in one way or another to to somehow defend ourselves. And some of us will be in a battle to actually defend our very own lives. That's just that's a natural fact. I mean, hell, you could just, how many people actually go out and for a run or a hike in the woods, and next thing you know, they're being mauled by a bear or a mountain lion or something. And in other countries, you know, in South America, it's wild animals do it there too, even though they don't have bears. Europe, same thing. There are other creatures that can take a human out. It's just the natural fact of life on this planet. And I would venture to guess that any other planet where there's life, it's the same thing. And so, thereby, because I know that I'm not the biggest, baddest, strongest, fastest creature on this planet when I go out into the woods, I might want to have something that evens the score for me or tips it in my favor. When I walk the streets at night and you have other so-called super predators out there, from using Hillary Clinton's vernacular, I want to be able to defend myself and tip the scales in my favor against those animals as well. Nothing wrong with it. Just because you want to defend your life doesn't mean you're afraid to die. Hell, you might be called on, like a number of people in this country that we have seen that the lamestream media fails to report, actually come to the defense of other innocent people. How many times have we heard, if you look at and listen to the best part about alternative media, including things like YouTube, even though they hate it, is we actually get to see firsthand, first viewer account of many of these things going down. You have the person who's too scared or unable to get involved, but they can film it while somebody else intervenes and prevents somebody else from being severely injured or killed. We've seen it all too often. Are you telling me that if you're a woman and you are being attacked and raped, and you're screaming, help, help, you wouldn't want somebody to come along who isn't necessarily a cop and help you? Of course you would. Well, sometimes the best way to help you is for me to be armed. Again, I'm not the biggest, baddest, fastest, strongest human among other humans. But there are weapons that we can have legally and should be able to have legally that tip the scale in the favor of the good guys. Let me ask you something. Just thinking of police officers. We have female police officers, and we have male police officers that are not very big. You know, they may only weigh 150, 150 pounds or less. They may be 5'5", 5'6", 5'7". But what tips things in their favor? You might say, well, it's the badge, Rod. No, it's not the badge. It's the gun. And even with that, police officers all too often lose. And then we have a very distraught family that has to bury that hero. But the gun tips things in their favor. The badge and the radio was only secondary. Because when it comes right down to it, I don't care how fast you can talk or how fast other police officers or other individuals can get to the scene, it only takes a split second to end somebody's life. There is no time for reinforcements to arrive. It's that split second that can mean everything. So if you're anti-gun, anti-self-protection, I guess you mean that you believe that cops shouldn't have guns either. And believe me, there are many leftists out there that believe cops should be disarmed. What, so we can be like Britain? Where unarmed police officers actually run away? Hey, they're not stupid. Criminal has a weapon and they don't. Puts you at a disadvantage, even with that badge, doesn't it? You want to tell me again how the badge gives you an edge? It doesn't. It's the weapon, the firearm, the gun. And that goes for anybody. And the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens that do not roam the... It's just like the Wild West. You know, I don't know how many times I've said it. The Wild West was actually not wild at all. It was very boring. All those wonderful Wild West stories were far and few between. It was not an everyday occurrence. Dodge City did not exist the way we like to think of it in a quote-unquote romantic way. You know, every day they were hooping and hollering and shooting guns in the air and bang, bang, and boom, boom, and there were gunfights at the OK Corral every day. No, it did not happen. It just didn't happen, folks. But, hey, this is, you know, we can blame the Old West, the way we view the Old West, on Hollywood. Really. They're the ones that glamorized it and showed, you know, the Wild West was so wild. And it really wasn't. I mean, if anything, many people, you know, if they weren't used to such a thing, they would have, if we were to take somebody today, and to put them back in, and go on a time machine and put them back in the Wild West, they'd die of boredom. Honestly. Or some of them would actually just die of having to do hard work because, you know, there are no modern conveniences. But the Wild West was not so wild. But this is what these people are taught. And folks, understand that the left is extremely hypocritical, yet many of them don't even know or understand that they are. I mean, they will come up, let me give you an example. They will tell you that you have no right to tell them how to live their life and that they don't want to tell you how to live your life. They believe everybody should live in harmony, peace, you know, leave everybody alone. But then in the very next sentence or paragraph, they're starting to spew stuff that tells you how to live your life. You know, nobody should be rich. Why? Well, because they don't deserve it. Wait, so people are, if I charge, I don't know, $100 an hour for whatever it is, I put that service out there. Everybody knows my charge. It knows my rate. They willingly give me the $100 an hour. And so many people give me that $100 an hour that I become wealthy. Or I invent that wonderful app. I use this example all the time. I invent an application. I sell that application for $1 million. 10 million people buy it. They willingly give me a dollar. Now, you cannot tell me that a dollar in most places on this planet is really ridiculously prohibitive. Most people don't even know. They spend more on coffee, of which these wonderful, I call them hipsters, love coffee, right? They'll spend $4, $5, $6 in a coffee, and that's okay. But if I want to sell a $1 app to 10 million people who willingly give me their $1, and I make $10 million, somehow I'm an evil rich person. And if I take that $10 million, and I want to buy, you know, like Bernie Sanders, I want to buy 3 houses. You know what they'll tell you? Oh, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but you shouldn't have three houses because you can't use them all at the same time. So you don't want to tell me how to live my life, but you want to tell me how to live my life. You want to tell me how I can spend my money. You want to tell me that I should not be allowed to sell my app to 10 million people. Oh, after a certain number that you sell, it should be for free. Really? So now you're going to tell me how to run my business, but you don't want to tell me how to run my life. What's the cutoff, by the way? You're going to arbitrarily tell me that maybe $1 million is okay, but selling a million apps is okay, but 10 million? No, can't do that. Well, some people believe that $250,000 is rich. And look at our tax code. Our tax code basically tells everybody how to live their life. You want an honest and fair tax code? It should be a flat tax from dollar number one for everybody, no matter how much you earn. Period. You're not trying to punish somebody who has too much success in your eyes. And that's a variable, by the way. Look at the tax code. In some states, rich, in other words, the top income level that gets taxed, is 60 or 70 grand. Some states, it's 150 grand. Obama administration couldn't even agree on the figure. Had Obama saying, well, maybe 250 is rich. You had Joe Biden, vice president, saying, you know, 150 is rich. Go out to California and ask anybody who's earning $150,000 to $250,000 if they feel rich. No, that's middle class out there. They're hypocritical, and they don't even realize it because they have been taught to be jealous and hate anything that isn't them. What type of government do you want? Well, I'm a democratic socialist. What does that mean? There should be no government. Well, that's not socialism. That's anarchy. They don't even know what they want. They don't even know the definitions of what they want. And when you press them, they don't have any other answers. They cannot back up their feelings with facts. They spit and sputter and stutter all over the place because once you move past feelings, and that's all they're taught, is how to feel. If it feels good, do it. If it feels bad, do something about it. That's all they have. Feelings. Hey, everybody should have free health care. Is it really free? Well, the government pays for it. Well, where does the government get its money from? Well, the government always has money. No, the government has to get their money from somebody. And they get it from people like you and me in the form of taxes, fees, licenses. ABC News, study, Medicare for all. You know that free medical care for everyone would cost at least $33 trillion. Now, we've always said this. We know this to be factual because we look at countries that already have socialized medicine, and people always, like Bernie Sanders, always point out Sweden. And I keep reminding people that Bernie Sanders is lying to them because Sweden has changed their free social medical system a number of times over the past 30 or 40 years. Great Britain has been looking at in the last 10 years of how to diversify itself from its healthcare system because it sucks. But you see, they're too scared and too indoctrinated to put it back in the hands of the private sector. The government has somehow got to keep hold of it. Because, hey, it's free. Canada, has wonderful socialized medicine, so much so that one of its biggest industries is medical vacations. Socialized medicine was so wonderful in Cuba that everybody touts Cuba as a prime example that when Fidel Castro got sick, he brought in outside doctors. And here's a guy that instituted the whole system, at least in Cuba. His medical system was so grand, so great, because it was free for everybody, that he had to fly in foreign medical professionals to treat him. And sometimes these wonderful people that have all these wonderful free healthcare systems, they don't bring the medical doctors or facilities to them. They fly to those facilities. Well, if it's free, shouldn't everybody get a Class A medical system and treatment? Oh, no, that costs too much. Sometimes you just got to tell your mother, you just give her a pill and go home. And yet this is what they want for everybody? Tell me again how you don't want to tell me how to live my life. You enshrine it in law. You tell people, oh, it doesn't matter if you can afford to pay for superior medical care. You're not allowed to. Because everybody's equal. You've heard that, right? 32.6 trillion dollars. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would increase government health care spending by a whopping $33 trillion over 10 years. Do you realize that's over $3 trillion per year added on top of our current budget? Do you realize how much taxes are going to have to be increased to pay for that? And our government would still borrow. You know, the northern climes of Europe, the Scandinavian countries, have some of the highest marginal tax rates on the planet. And yet they can't afford to do what they want to do. You've got some of these countries like Norway, Sweden, even Denmark, talking about openly government talking about, well, we're going to have to start allowing people to be more responsible for more parts of their own lives because we can't afford it. Our taxes are too high and it's still not able to pay for everything. Because government isn't actually designed to be able to take care of everybody. That's not government's function. That's not the way it ever was meant to be. That's not the way God designed government. That's not the way humans believe in government. It just can't happen. And you people who want everything for free, you better wake up because it costs a whole hell of a lot for free.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer, because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
Sanders, his Medicare for all. Look, there's no other way to put this but to say that Bernie Sanders is just, one, he's a hypocrite, and two, he's nothing, well, he's a hypocrite. That's really all you need to know. I'm not going to say that the man is stupid, because he's not. He knows the real deal, but he's selling you a bill of goods, just like, you know, Elizabeth Warren is selling you a bunch of crappy biz, you know, stuff that that is untrue. There's nothing else out there to say about when it comes to Bernie Sanders, but and Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. But understand, folks, what these people want to do, what they want is they want your money because, you know, they don't believe that you deserve it because it belongs to the government. Your money belongs to the government. When it comes to this Medicare thing, of course, you know, Bernie Sanders' plan assumes, and the study assumes, that there would be some cost savings. Now, guess where they assume the cost savings would be? They assume that the cost savings would be in administration and drug cost. Now, granted, folks, don't get me wrong. I fully understand that this whole issue about what drugs cost. And the main point is that most of the world's pharmaceutical companies are located here in this country. Even foreign pharmaceuticals have bought up a lot of interest in American pharmaceuticals because they're free to develop drugs here where they're not so free to develop them in their home countries. And the truth is that when this country causes the development of drugs to be so expensive, they've got to recoup their costs. Now, granted, there are times, I mean, what was this, Skrelix, whatever his name was. Yeah, I think he's in jail now due to fraud, stock market fraud, insider trading that finally got him? In any case, the cost of drugs, the developing drugs, is extremely expensive in this country. And the reason why that is so is because of governmental administration. The FDA is a bureaucratical nightmare. I have pointed out, I don't know how many times, in this country, you cannot promote vitamin C as a cure for scurvy. Even though we know currently it is the only thing out there that will. The only thing that will prevent or cure scurvy, vitamin C. But if you were to say that, well, now vitamin C becomes a drug. Believe it or not, that orange, that lemon, anything with vitamin C or loaded with vitamin C that people understand and realize is loaded with vitamin C would become a drug, and it would have to go through a myriad of overly expensive, long-term FDA-approved studies and human trials and blah, 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 blah. And then somebody would, but the reason why people don't, or companies don't do that, is because they can't patent an orange. Oh, sure, they could go out and they could, you know, develop a new kind of orange, you know, genetically modified, and they can patent that. And they can say, well, this orange will, you know, we've done the testing, this orange will cure scurvy. Well, every orange will then. Even the non-genetically modified ones. This is why they don't do that. Because they can't patent it. They can't recoup their research investment, which can cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So when a drug first hits the market, any drug, it's usually rather expensive. But usually the cost comes down significantly within a relatively short period of time. Now, there are some drugs that remain ridiculously expensive. I couldn't give you an honest answer as to why that is for some of this stuff, because the ingredients to make it or manufacture it don't cost that much. But then again, you have to ask yourself, why is it when you go into the hospital and they give you a Tylenol, it costs $30 for a tablet? Well, because they're saying, well, it's administration and it's all government stuff. Do you realize what a hospital has to go through on a daily basis to make sure they stay current on government regulation and fulfill their responsibility to government law, regulation, and rules? Costs an arm and a leg. When has government administration ever brought down the cost of anything? It hasn't. So this whole point about having government-run healthcare would deliver savings in administration and drug costs is a farce. It would increase it because already government action, government administration, has increased the cost of health care. Obamacare should have told everybody this. Oh, yeah, the average family is going to save $2,500 a year. Instead, families saw their annual budget destroyed by mandatory health care costs. Some families were looking at $5,000 or more per month. Most families saw their average bill go up from about $500 or $600 a month to well over $1,000. There was no savings there. Massive cost increase for just about everybody. Well, when companies saw that the government would pick up the tab for some of it, why do you think that they booted people off of their own health care plans? Because it meant a massive cost savings for them, but not necessarily the employee. Now, some people, they did receive a small stipend or raise in their salaries to help them cover their own health insurance. And I often ask the question, when it comes to insurance, why is health insurance the only thing you cannot buy on an individual basis, no matter where you are, from any company, anywhere in the country, or the world for that matter? You can buy life insurance from anywhere. You can buy accident insurance from anywhere. You can buy home insurance from anywhere, car insurance from anywhere. You can even buy disability insurance from anywhere. But health insurance? Nope, you can't get that anywhere. Why? Because if government controls health care, they control you. Government can mandate car insurance all they want, but they can't control you with that. Health insurance, different story. So Sanders plans to build on Medicare and the popular insurance program for seniors, which most seniors don't even like or can't afford. How many times have you heard, well, you know what, this person, they have to choose of buying their medicine or eating that month? That's ridiculous. All U.S. residents would be covered with no copays and deductibles for medical services. Again, ridiculous. If you believe you have no skin in the game, why not just go and, you know, check out that cold? Could be Ebola. Not making fun of that disease, but let's be honest. Why go to the emergency room or the doctor for a typical cold that everybody gets? Well, you're going to go because you don't have to pay for it. Plain and simple. Did you hear? I know there's this. We've got a bunch of other things to get to as well. But did you hear about this one? In the wonderful Lone Star State of Texas. Folks, this goes along with the wonderful I hate myself, white privilege thing. And it's rearing its ugly head in Texas. This is where the term whitewashing history is coming into play, by the way. I mean, look, we've always, you know, we've gotten history wrong before. And usually when we try to correct it, there's this huge backlash against it. Let me give you an example, and I'm not limiting it to this because I'm not disregarding what this man, historical man, did. Yeah, there are people that resist the notion that Christopher Columbus discovered the New World. Historical evidence shows that's not true. What Christopher Columbus did do, however, was open the New World to European exploration. This is why some people hate Christopher Columbus, because he's considered and construed to be the reason Native Americans were killed off and their land stolen. It was all due to Christopher Columbus. Because, hey, we know that there were other cultures like the Vikings and others who were here before Christopher Columbus, but they didn't come over here after that and take over. No. They left in peace. It was Christopher Columbus that came here to conquer. So I realize why there's a backlash against trying to change Christopher Columbus as being the discoverer of the New World, in spite of people already being here. I get it. Because there are people that want to whitewash his history and just turn him out to be something that he probably was not. Christopher Columbus was not an invader. He did not intend for Western Europe to come and invade and take over these two continents. That was not his intent. His intent was to open a trade route that was safer and faster than the known trade route at the time. Some people think it was because he was a member of the Illuminati and other secretive societies back in the day, and that he was on a mission to hide stuff. Maybe that was true. I do not believe his intent was to cause what followed, any more than it was, Vikings that came here, and there has been evidence of other cultures, including Egypt, ancient Egyptians, could have made it to South America. Don't think there was any of that intent from Christopher Columbus to change that course of history. But there's no reason to whitewash him. There's no reason to hate him. There's no reason to try to eliminate him from the pages of history. But they're trying to do that in Texas right now. Specifically, in the capital city of Austin. City report, and this is from the Statesman down there Statesman down in Austin, Texas. The city report on Confederate monuments raises idea of renaming Austin. I kid you not. They are talking about, because Texas is so bad, and because Texas was one of the slave states, that they want to rename the capital of Austin because it was named after Stephen F. Austin, known as the father of Texas. Yes, and they point out the fact that history shows that Stephen F. Austin opposed an attempt by Mexico to ban slavery in the province of Tejas. That's where we get the word Texas from, T-E-J-A-S. Because, Mexicans don't pronounce their X's. It's not Mexico, it's Mexico. And I do believe that it isn't spelled with an X in the Mexican vernacular Spanish. It's spelled with a J. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not totally clear on that, but I think it is. But they don't pronounced X. And so Texas was once known as Tejas, or Tejas. And he was evidently against Mexico's banning of slavery. And he's known to have said that if slaves were freed, they would turn into vagabonds and a nuisance and a menace for Texas, or Tejas. For that reason, the city of Austin's equity office, what the hell is an equity office? Not equality, equity, suggested renaming the city in a report about existing Confederate monuments that was published earlier this, yesterday, earlier this week. Austin, Texas has already renamed some streets. And they've identified another 10 streets that should be renamed. Now, doesn't matter what they name it. The problem is that the people who live on those streets, the overwhelming majority of the people that live on those streets do not want the street name change. Because it does present all kinds of problems when you rename a street. It would cost the city of Austin almost $6,000 to rename these streets. Well, they'd have to change the signs and the maps and all this other kind of stuff. And trust me, it would cost more than $6,000 by the time the final bill was done. Not to mention the headaches of people living on those streets and everybody else needing to reevaluate everything that has to do with those people living on those streets. I mean, it would be a nightmare. It's not as easy as just entering data into a computer. There's a lot of things that go into renaming a street. There's a lot of things that go into naming a street. When you build a new street, a lot of things have to be put into play. Now think about it. You've lived on this street for 20 years. You've known it as, I don't know, A Street. Everybody knows it as A Street. Every single map that ever existed calls it A Street. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and says, nope, A's are bad, we're going to call it Z Street. Well, even if the people, some of them may be racist and some of them were not racist, but most of them say, no, don't change it. Because they know the problems that are associated with doing that. I mean, you're talking, now you're just talking about all kinds of information that has to be changed everywhere. It just doesn't affect the people on that street in Austin. It affects everyone, everywhere, because every map has to be changed, or else it's going to be inaccurate, it's going to be wrong, people are going to get lost, their mail and packages are going to be lost. Think about, you know, trying to order something online. Think about your banking information, all your finances, including your taxes. All that has to be changed. It has to be changed. The cost goes far above and beyond the so-called $6,000 that the city says, or this study says, it would cost to rename these streets up front. The government number alone would probably at least double. Then there's the cost of everybody else who lives on the street and who doesn't live on the street, who has to change their data, their information. And the troubles that you will have if the right people do not get the change. Think about, well, you don't live on A Street. Yes, I do. No, A Street doesn't exist. Oh, you're right, it's Z Street. Well, we can't do anything for you until that's properly changed. And what you have to go through to get to change of... Anybody ever tried to change your address lately? It's not so... You know you got to pay the post office to change your address now? You can't go into the post office, at least not around here. You can't go into the post office and pick up one of those change of address forms. Oh, no, you got to go online. And the post office will charge you $1. Last I heard, they will charge you, I think it's up more than $1 now, but they will charge you to change your address. And you have to do it online. So now it may be a minuscule amount of money that you, well, hey, buying an app for $1 is too much, but changing your address is not. Can anybody see the hypocriticalness of this? So Austin, Texas says that they're looking at changing the name of some streets and possibly even changing the name of the city itself. Now, that is a lot more involved because when a city is incorporated or chartered, it's chartered under and incorporated under a specific name, which means that has to be struck, which means that it has to go for a vote and it has to be elected to do so, and the city charter has to be reissued by the state, which involves a process, which, by the way, costs more than $6,000. Just saying. So this whole notion that we're trying to whitewash our history by removing monuments, what's going to be next? By the way, there are how many statues, monuments, names of public buildings are named after Bill Clinton? There's an entire airport named after him. Now, this guy is viewed by many people as being, by the way, this also has to do with Trump. Trump's a womanizer. He's a misogynist. Well, what was Bill Clinton? You know, the only thing that I know of that's named after Trump are buildings that Trump bought or built and put his own name on. Would we have to? I don't know of any statues of Donald Trump anywhere. But I know that there's a few statues of Bill Clinton. There's a few schools named after Bill Clinton. There's a few streets named after Bill Clinton. There's an airport named after Bill Clinton. Are we going to have to, should we whitewash that too? Why not? The man was actually impeached as president. He lied under oath as president. He had sexual extramarital affair exploits while in office as governor and president. He's even been accused of rape while he was governor. And yet we've got places named after him. Shouldn't every woman's organization around this country be moving to have everything that was once about Bill Clinton removed, whitewashed? Or do we have to wait until he dies? Because then he can't speak for himself, can he? Because notice how all of these wonderful historical people from the South, they can't speak for themselves. Well, Rod, as a black man, you should be happy that they're... Why? Why am I happy about it? Why should I be? It's a part of this country's history. You can't change the history. You can't. And you should not bury it. If anything, maybe those monuments should stay to remind us of what we once were, in that we've moved far from that. We've gone from a generally racist South to a generally non-racist South. Think about that next time somebody wants to whitewash your history.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and